Hello, guys and gals, me Mudahar, and, you know, today something huge happened. You'll be watching it the next day. Maybe things will get fixed, but something huge happened today. All the large schools, universities, they got hacked. Now, if you're a student, you know, you were trying to access something known as a Canvas instance. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it got hacked. Yes, one of the largest, the number one LMS system just got breached. So to give you an idea of what happened, this is a company called Infrastructure, and they have one product called Canvas. And Canvas is used by schools all the way from kindergarten to the big universities, okay, the big dogs. And frankly, it was hacked. So for instance, ladies and gentlemen, imagine you're some random person, you're connecting to something like a school system. This is a quick one that I pulled up. This instance was inaccessible because a bunch of students, instead of actually connecting to their schools, ended up getting this screen, okay? Shiny Hunters, and that's a name you should remember. We looked at them not too long ago, probably like a month, when they ended up going after Rockstar Games, leaking out their financial information for GTA Online, and actually ended up doing a big favor financially for the company. So they ended up breaching a company known as Infrastructure for the second time in 8 months. Instead of contacting us to resolve it, they ignored us and did some security patches. Warning, surprise, surprise, they ended up actually getting hacked to the point that now there is a date of the 12th of May, right now, literally 4 days. And what'll happen is that they'll just leak all this information that they have on these schools. Now, the information contains, allegedly, information that is personally identifiable to the students, possibly the faculty, and God knows what else. So I decided, like a good little internet researcher boy, to go onto the internet and see, well, is there possibly some information that exists on their leaked page? And here's the actual leaked page for the Shiny Hunters. And so basically, if you go to their page on the dark web, of course, you can see that they actually have a whole bunch of targets like Udemy, like Vimeo, like Cushman and Wakefield, all the way down to, of course, obviously, Rockstar Games. So if you don't pay these guys, they'll just release all your information for a quick download. You can download it and basically pilfer through everything right here. So actually, what is kind of an interesting case is it seems as if what, you know, used to exist was, of course, the entire list of affected schools by that breach. That information has actually been removed. So maybe there's some payments in the background. Maybe the blackmail is working. But it's pretty fucking wild for students who are in the middle of the finals week. I saw a bunch of comments, a bunch of posts literally today. Admins like, Moody, you gotta talk about it. But actually, I really wanted to dig deep into this and show you exactly how this happened. So again, ultimately, the way that this kind of hack worked, and before we get into it, I just want to show you a few more instances of this actually, you know, happening, right? So literally today, a whole bunch of universities were going, situation detected, learning management system has suffered a major data breach, potentially compromising the personal information of millions of students during the final session right now. For instance, the University of British Columbia was like, hold on, boys, we're unavailable because Canvas was fucked up, okay? It's simple as that. Penn State University goes, sorry, guys, something involving Canvas, yeah, we're having issues, a security incident right there. So a whole bunch of these universities started going down fucking one by one, you know, to the point where obviously even big institutions like Rutgers, we're just like, yeah, guys, there's a fucking nationwide breach. Now, that happened all the way back in May 4th, and actually, this breach goes on even before that. In fact, right over here, you can see that, obviously, they were investigating this since the 4th of May. And obviously, as of right now, they're monitoring this global system outage. In fact, what's a little bit alarming about this, too, is you can look up the status for this operation, and you can see right now, as of literally 3 in the fucking morning, right? While they'll say, yeah, it's available for most users, the big thing, the LMS, is under maintenance. So things are kind of still out. It's not good. And ultimately, you might be like, well, Muda, how the fuck did they end up getting hacked? Okay, how the fuck was this even going on? How did these guys get hacked twice? So to give you an idea, ladies and gentlemen, just a quick sequence of events. Back in September of 2025, they had the first actual breach using a social engineering method known as vishing, which is where they actually voice fished an IT administrator or somebody in that nature for a legitimate credential. So to give you a visual understanding of it, because I feel like that's a big important part of the channel, I'm going to show you how this tends to work. So for instance, right here on this page, I decided to quickly vibe code up a quick phishing page. So basically, this is quick and dirty, right? I just coded this really quickly just before the video. But to show you right here, this is a standard landing page. Now, a IT administrator or somebody would be sent to a landing page over the phone, right, through a very talented, individual that would, you know, try to convince this person to go off and do things that they probably shouldn't have. So the IT administrator would connect to a landing page, and they would be like, all right, enter, log into this page, and we'll guide you through things. So at this point, obviously, the IT administrator, whoever, you know, had the credentials that could then be used to log in or breach into these infrastructure sessions, decided to enter in and say, all right, here's my username, let's see, JC Denton, and then here's my password, right? So they would log in, and they would be sent to another page, probably controlled by the actual hackers. Again, I'm showing you a quick and dirty visual way, because I want to show you what's going on in the back end without actually guiding you through the process of, you know, phishing somebody. So basically at this point, once you enter in your credentials, the hackers would be able to grab whatever, say, credentials they wanted. They would be able to grab your username, password, and whatever else they were trying to grab because you, the person, gave it to them through, again, being manipulated. So at this point in time, shiny hunters would then use that information to move into a network, gain persistence, and be able to gather a whole bunch of information out of that system. Now again, this all happened again, 30th of April, 2026. That was the second breach. And there was a vulnerability this time in the production environment for infrastructure, which again, these people were able to breach into. And at that moment in time, things started to get really fucked up, okay? So again, May 1st rolls around, and some of the people that were actually handling the security and infrastructure decided to investigate a little bit deeper. So again, security officer Steve Proud, you know, over here, he's like, the attackers viewed user identifying information, including names, email addresses, student ID numbers, and private messages between the users. So again, infrastructure says there's no evidence that any of this information was touched, but he did say that the attackers viewed user identifiable information, including all of this stuff. So basically the entire argument over here and what the word on the street is the information may not be released, but really we won't know about this unless, of course, either a ransom is paid, which means the information should never leave, or if it's not paid and shiny hunters isn't bullshitting, which doesn't seem like they really are, they'll probably end up releasing this, which could affect, according to, again, some of the researchers over here, 275 million motherfucking people. Allegedly, you're looking at 3.65 terabytes of data. So, not a fucking small breach whatsoever. Obviously, universities are shitting and pissing themselves, but there's actually a much bigger hack to be talking about over here, right? Again, shiny hunters wants their money. They're going to be defacing landing pages. They're going to be all around the internet trying to make them known. Obviously, if you're a parent, you're probably shitting yourself too. Now, forget the universities right over here. You know what I mean? Obviously, these are adults we're talking about. But again, this company, Sail Infrastructure, was also involved with kindergartens all the way up to 12. So that includes a lot of children. And those children are, unfortunately, pretty vulnerable in this case. Now, if you're a parent, and there's been plenty of parents that are worried, right? Is my, you know, kid, is their information possibly up on the dark web, and is it possibly ready to come out in the next few days if a blackmail ransom isn't paid, or, you know, the shiny hunters guys are like, well, fuck it, we'll just release this stuff, who cares? This is a pretty serious situation, and I think, honestly, out of everything we're looking at, the universities are one thing, but, like, personally identifiable information of children is a whole separate story. And I don't know how infrastructure stores information. I mean, there's got to be laws like COPPA, obviously, that would be in effect there. Like, could they store information of children under the age of 13? I mean, What are we fucking doing here? Now, obviously, the biggest problem here, too, for a company like Infrastructure is, which, by the way, great name, but the biggest problem there is, now that Canvas has been hacked, I don't think companies, or a lot of these schools, rather, want to work with an organization that has kind of let this happen, especially two times in less than 1 year, in less than a 12-month period. So, yeah, one of the largest, I would say... Honestly, if you wanted to really look at this, it's probably like one of the top 10 data hacks out there. And I consider it top 10 when people outside the tech normie sphere are actually talking about it, right? Like a bunch of students are talking about it. Parents are talking about it because they're worried their kids' personal information is out there because of a bunch of internet hackers. That is a genuinely spooky situation to come down to. Again, Canvas is shitting themselves because when you search up Canvas, the first thing you're gonna read is literally thousands of schools, which means hundreds of thousands of students have literally been fucked because of this actual hacker group who is threatening to leak that information, you know, especially in the next few days on the dark web. No, ladies and gentlemen, seriously over here, let's be completely real. It is, you know, one of the ways these hacks tend to happen is obviously through not even like a technical thing, right? Like in some cases, it really is just social engineering, like the ability to pull up some like IT admin, get them to enter and give up their information, and at some point exploit further vulnerabilities down the road, literally within a year, and cause it. I think it's a terrible situation for obviously... you know, Infrastructure, Canvas. But I think, you know, forget the big companies, right? They should have put in a level of protection. I think it's terrible for the fucking students, clearly. And the thing is, you know, it's one of the reasons why, again, to sort of taper in the age verification laws, the various like mass surveillance that I talk about, sometimes it's really not even the government that I'm so worried about half the time because, you know, I'm a fat Indian guy, you know, why the fuck would the government need to be looking at me? But when you have all of these repositories where you're constantly putting in your personal information, you know, without really having any other choice, it's situations like this, the nuclear bomb that blows up when people look at it and go, oh, fuck, not again. And it's just a story that constantly keeps repeating itself, you know? Cybersecurity is one of those things where years ago, you know, you really didn't have to think too much about it, but now it almost feels like every other day there's a new story that comes in. But this is one of those cases, Canvas, where kids, people gotta go to schools, man. And sometimes you just wanna like fucking post shit. You just wanna like upload your fucking homework and go to bed. But then you got to worry about shit like this. I think one of the worst things I've seen, and we'll kind of end it off over here, one of the emails that I saw floating around was one student going, "Students, I understand that Canvas has been down for much of this evening. However, the final exam study guide has been posted for like a week and a half. You've had ample time to download it. Your TA now has a copy. So if you need it, please email them if you want a copy." Brother, you couldn't just give them a fucking quick little link to download that? Get out of here. No, I think it's going to be terrible for the students. I think it's going to be terrible for the schools. And financially, if it's not terrible for Canvas, what are we fucking doing, man? Honestly, companies like this should suffer from some penalties, financially for sure, because of stuff like this. But yeah, schools got hacked, boys. Crazy shit. If you like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Dislike it if you dislike it. I am out.